Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
And welcome in, everybody. Good to have you along with us on this Thursday. We got two big stories we're following, including those anti-Semitic themed flags flying over NYU last night. Has everybody buzzing. We'll have more on that in a moment. But first, we begin with that fire Greg's been talking about up at Penn Station in the city. FDNY still over there seeing about it after a reporter of fire on the tracks on the Amtrak side. Nobody heard as far as we know, but the MTA says LIRR service is suspended between Jamaica and Penn. Oh, that's going to be real fun for a few hours. Greg's been talking about it again in traffic and transit. We'll have more. We invite you then to stay with 1010 Winds throughout the afternoon as this thing plays out. 1010 Winds has somebody going that way as well to get a closer look for us, so we anticipate having more for you later here in the broadcast. Now to those flags displaying swastikas and a Star of David flying on top of a building at NYU in Washington Square Park. NYPD says the flags were disguised to match the color scheme of NYU's regular flags, but the messaging has set off a firestorm of controversy. It also brought out the NYPD's hate crimes task force to try and figure out what the heck is going on here. Campus safety responded, but the after effect? Let's just say it's going to be a minute. 1010 Winds reporter Amanda Alexander with where the heck did these come from?
Well, some students say they're not sure exactly what the message was, like Hayden.
Because I was confused because it was like a Star of David, but it was also a swastika. So I wasn't exactly sure what it was trying to say.
Now, how it was received, uber clear. Hayden says it was distasteful.
These people should probably be arrested because it's, I think, making the wrong kind of a statement. I think, at the very least, they should probably be not allowed on campus property anymore.
NYU student newspaper Washington Square News reporting that flag was only up for about 15 minutes before removal. Hayden says he wasn't around.
I was out. I had an exam yesterday morning and I went back home.
But he's firm on potential consequences.
I would support an arrest being made.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at NYU.
And we'll keep our eyes on that as well. To the LIRR dilemma now, MTA negotiators say there's no reason a deal can't be worked out today to prevent a strike this Saturday. But LIRR workers maintain they're determined to walk off their jobs this weekend. If a deal isn't reached, midnight Saturday is the deadline. And if a strike does happen, some 300,000 commuters will have to figure out something as far as transportation. And already we're seeing more and more discussions over the very few options available.
No one wants the LIRR strike to happen, but if it does, Glen Cove Mayor Pamela Panzenbeck says the council approved NYU Langone to use a ferry from Glen Cove to New York City to get employees to work.
Look how much this particular hospital values their employees and their patients.
She says other companies can request council approval for similar get-to-work rides.
When you go into work and you had a nice boat ride, it's just beautiful to be out on the water, and it sets a tone for a great day.
NYU Langone did not comment. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A Queens man facing manslaughter charges now after some kind of a big fight which went way south on a subway train up in the Bronx. Cops got a call about 3 yesterday morning about an assault at the 242nd Street Van Cortlandt Park subway station. Got there and found a guy lying on the floor of a southbound 1. EMS rushed him to Presby Allen, where he was later pronounced dead. What they're saying is this guy got into it with a 68-year-old man, Keith Plummer of Jamaica. Police sources say Plummer was asleep, and the victim, allegedly carrying a cane, started acting weird and then whacked Plummer with the cane. This is what they're saying now. Well, it says Plummer got a hold of the cane somehow and pinned the guy to the floor with it, and the man then suffered a medical episode and went into cardiac arrest. Police still trying to confirm that play-by-play. Meantime, Plummer is held up at the 50th until they can sort it all out. The name of the victim has not been released. Over in Bayside, is it a stash house? Cops say it sure does look like it. They're investigating a pair of apartments which happen to be above a smokehouse, where they think the alleged culprits had a little pulley system to move product to and fro.
It's known as a jewelry swap scam on the rise in Queens.
This is for your gift.
Lieutenant Kevin Kelly tells us it's happening in the blink of an eye.
She's asking direction. That's when she starts pulling out the jewelry as a gift.
Mama, put here.
You see she started with the rings, and then she comes in close with the hug, and then that's when the theft happens.
Because today is birthday for my mom.
He tells us many times the scammers are using rental cars to spot people wearing visible jewelry and then tell them to come over to their car asking for directions when they move in.
It's so fast, you think they're giving you a blessing or a gift, You think people are being nice and they're removing jewelry.
While police have made several arrests, they tell us they're also still looking for several people believed to be connected to these crimes. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at police headquarters.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.